Free USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11 o'clock, it is 58 cloudy degrees in Flemington, but I kind of doubt that. It's more like 69 or 70. It's kind of humid out there also. Forecast for today is a high of 73, mostly cloudy. And then Friday, there's a 70% chance of showers. And then Saturday, there's still a 30% chance of showers, but a low of 54. And once again, Sunday looks like the winner of the weekend, sunny with a high of 59.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy's feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, we announced the winners in ACL's amateur photography show last night. We'll tell you who they are. We'll also tell you about Knitters Unite at the Huntington County Library. Jennifer is sitting on a cornflake waiting for the van to come. Entries are now being accepted for our annual gingerbread competition. We'll update you on our upcoming events and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Did you just watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or something?
No, this is for you, Jim.
Why?
Jim's had a few floods this week in his copier room.
Yeah, at work, yeah. Fortunately, so I don't have to deal with cleaning it up myself. Yes, I lost a little bit of paper. Some trees gave their lives for nothing, Jennifer. It's very sad.
I'm sorry.
Where am I going with this? I don't know.
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid. Do we have this in our library DVD collection?
I'm not sure if we do or not.
We must.
We must.
I would think we would. Well, good morning. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry, and this is The Library Show. We'll be talking about a lot of programs coming up. I mentioned that we had our Photo Show award ceremony last night. Had a nice crowd. And we gave out some awards, Jennifer.
I know. I posted that on Facebook that people should listen today to hear the awards.
Okay, maybe you hear your name if you were in the show last night. We had several categories. I'll just run down the list of names right now. Maybe you know some of them. Maybe they're your neighbor. Maybe they're your friend.
Maybe they're you.
We had a student category, Jennifer. We had some honorable mentions in that category. Briette Esposito, Kristen Weiland, Andrew Cheney, Caitlin Mazuski, who also entered our gingerbread contest, by the way, last night.
Oh, excellent.
And Gia Ehrman were our honorable mentions in the student category. Madeline Atkinson was second place, and Jake Leone was first place in the student category. He was the photograph where the person was rubbing the name off the memorial.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
Rubbing the name off the memorial or doing a rub,
whatever you call it. How do you term
You're that? Not rubbing the name off. They're like doing a rubbing of the name.
Rubbing of the name. Sorry about that, Jennifer.
Black
and white category, honorable mention went to Debbie Gilmartin. Second place to Bill Claus, no relation to Santa Claus. And first place went to Ed Munroy. He did a picture of Paris, an aerial kind of view of Paris with a gargoyle in the foreground. Does that picture ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mentions in the floral category were Martin Devaney, Jamie Stevens, and Lori Fagnoli. Second place went to Lori Barbadoro, who I believe is one of our library volunteers. And first place went to Donna Neckel, who is the wife of one of our circulation staff members, Richard Neckel.
I believe her son win one last year?
No, her son was in the art show.
He was in the art show, yeah. They're a very artistic family.
Yeah, so
Rich plays golf. Ooh.
What's going on, Jennifer?
Very strange arms.
We had a wildlife category. Honorable mentions in the wildlife category were Walter Mayer, Sidney Batiste, Jill Dodds, and Caitlin Braun. Second place went to Marlon Reuter, and first place went to Tiffany Simone. And that one was of the little newt or iguana that was upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Human interest, we had Judy Kemprowski as honorable mention, and Asha Dova. And Bernadine Gepford, all honorable mentions. Second place went to Matthew Buza.
Oh.
And first place went to Alicia Costa. It was the rooster in the barnyard. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Abstract Still Life, honorable mention, went to 110 Central teacher David Berker.
Really? Nice.
Yes. Recently retired. Second place went to Tamala Buza. And first place was William O'Brien. It was the one with the water drops. Scenic Landscape, honorable mention went to John Barna. Honorable mention, John Bunnell. Second place was Maria Nacarano, and first place was Nancy Koldrek. Oh, it was a lighthouse picture. A close-up of the top of a lighthouse with the sea beyond. 100 and Scenes, finally. Esther Merrill, honorable mention. Bruce Hockenberry, honorable mention. Second place, Ken Curtis, who actually is the head of the Huntington County Camera Club. He got up and spoke and tried to recruit some new members, and I believe he got several.
Are they still meeting at the branch? Or?
They're meeting at the church in Bethlehem, just south of Clinton, I believe. Mm-hmm. And first place went to Barbara Berger.
Oh, thank goodness.
100 and Scenes. She did a team of horses from the Flemington Fair.
Yes, and she was quite anxious over which picture to enter.
And well, she picked the right one, Jennifer. And finally, the Public's Choice Award was a student. It was Gia Ehrman. I mentioned earlier that she had won an honorable mention in the student category. Her picture also won Public's Choice. It was a picture of a bridge, Jennifer. I think it was the Frenchtown Bridge or one of the bridges over the Delaware. So congratulations to all our winners of the Huntington County Amateur Photography Show. The photographs will still be on display at the library through the end of the month, so you have time to check it out in the next week plus, so I encourage you to do so. We've got some programs coming up this week, starting with today. Fred Miller stops by this afternoon in our meeting room for his first program in his afternoon concert series this fall. It's called October Surprises, Jennifer. Songs and poetry celebrating Oktoberfest, Columbus Day, Halloween, and autumn. It starts at 2 p.m. in our meeting room. We have room, so if you're in the area, please stop by the Huntington County Library and listen to pianist, singer, narrator Fred Miller. And then tonight at the Huntington County Library in a meeting room, we're showing a movie. It's Hello, My Name is Doris, starring the irrepressible Sally Field. Any idea what this movie's about, Jennifer?
I don't.
She looks very quirky in this movie. It looks like something that I might not enjoy, but I suggest you go and judge for yourself.
I have a question. Were Barbara and Dave at the award ceremony last
night?
Just
Barbara.
Okay.
This is our On the Big Screen movie theater. Ask questions like that off the air, please. It just disrupts things.
I'm sorry.
What is this going to do with our radio audience? Do they care?
They might.
The Friends of the Huntington County Library, Jennifer, sponsor our On the Big Screen series. You're welcome to bring your favorite snacks and non-alcoholic beverages. You can also bring your something you don't like to eat. Why don't we just say favorites? Maybe there's something that you're just lukewarm on, but that's all you have at home. Bring that, too.
Why would you have something at home that you're only lukewarm on?
Because maybe it's something that your wife eats, and there was nothing else in the house, but you want to bring something to nosh on at the movie.
I see.
Got it?
I see. And what would be something from your house that you're only lukewarm on?
Everything in the refrigerator. Because my wife stocks a refrigerator. Okay, Jennifer, and then other movies in our series coming up. October 29th, we're showing Suffragette. And then Dark Horse will be the final movie in the series on Saturday, November 19th. Coming up this Saturday, October 22nd, maybe Jennifer would like to discuss this one since she booked it.
I sure would. It is Judith Kroll Russo, and she will be talking about the food and favorite foods and libations of presidential families. Put aside partisan political views and look at the lighter side of the presidential office. Learn about some of the favorite foods and beverages of the past presidential families. Learn how presidents entertained at state dinners and how they entertained family and friends. Did you know Martha and George George Washington loved honey, and Martha had a great fondness for cake? And actually, I have a recipe at home that's called the Martha Washington cake.
Mm-hmm.
That was my grandmother's.
And what's it taste like?
I've never made it, and I'm not aware my grandmother ever fed it to me. But I want to bring it in and see if it looks...
You know, idea. Mm-hmm. You haven't looked at the ingredient list.
No, it just looks like a basic cake. Oh, I don't like chocolate cake. And we just had this discussion.
What?
I've had this discussion. I had this discussion last week. I don't like chocolate cake.
You didn't have it with me.
No. The surprise party that wasn't really a surprise.
They had chocolate cake?
They brought me an ice cream dessert. And the base is either a brownie, a chocolate chip cookie, or a salted caramel. And someone who has known me for 29 years said, oh, yeah, bring her a brownie. She likes brownies. She doesn't like brownies.
Is that your husband?
Mm-hmm. I don't like brownies.
You don't like brownies. Why?
Not particularly. Because they're like chocolate cake.
And what? And what serious?
I don't know.
Do you like chocolate cake?
I just don't care for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate in general? This is going to be too much to get into right now.
If you had a piece of chocolate over there, I would not like be fighting you for it. No.
Okay. Interesting.
Another layer of the onion, Jim Thatch.
What? What am I doing here? Where the heck was I? Okay.
So Martha Washington. Oh, so that's 2:00 Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And there's still plenty of room. So do stop by if you find yourself with nothing to do.
We have two authors at the North County branch. If you have no interest at all in what the presidents ate, you can meet one of two local authors on Saturday, October 22nd at the North County Branch Library from 12 to 1. You can meet local author Michael Daigle, who wrote books such as The Swamps of Jersey and A Game Called Dead. He's from Phillipsburg. He's the author of the Frank Nagler Mystery Series, etc., etc. So if you'd like to meet him, that's 12 to 1 at the North County Branch Library this Saturday. Then at 1 o'clock, we just shuffle Michael Daigle right out of the library and bring in author Mark Rich, who wrote the book Experiencing God Within. Captivated by the amazing words of the Bible, Mark Rich has been studying and writing about the Bible for over 40 years. So if you are into religion, I don't know how to phrase that, stop by and chat with author Mark Rich, and he'll talk about his book, Experiencing God Within. This is both at the North County Branch Library this Saturday, October 22nd. And then finally Wednesday.
Can we go back to Saturday morning for a second, please?
Sure.
Saturday morning at the North County Branch Library at 10 a.m. is the kickoff of National Novel Writing Month, also known as NaNoWriMo. It challenges aspiring and established authors to write every day during the month of November with the goal of having 50,000 words written at the end of the month toward a first draft. And the Hunterdon County Library will be having dates and times where the meeting room will be available for you. There'll be some extra power strips so you can come on in. The North County branch is having their kickoff on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and the headquarters on Saturday morning at the 29th at 10 a.m. And Patty Kerr, who was on with us last week, who did in fact write her book during NaNoWriMo, even though it was not a novel, will be there to offer some encouragement.
I'm not thrilled with the name NaNoWriMo.
Well, we didn't make it, so...
And then finally, next Wednesday, October 26th, unfortunately, I think it's too late for this, Jennifer, but just in case there's some cancellations, we welcome the band Ravon to the Hunterdon County Library, featuring Chris Rozelle, Pete Farley, and Don Quinta. Very popular band. We've had them for the last several years. They play the hits of Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, and others from the early days of rock and roll. Wildly popular with our patrons. That's why we're already on deep into our waiting lists. So we're going to be jamming them in.
Which is good because we haven't had a packed concert in a while.
Except for August.
Well, yeah, outside. But we haven't had an indoor. I'll be there too, so I'll help you put up some extra chairs.
Thank you, Jennifer. Are you working that night? You
I am.
In air quotes, working
I am in
that
air
night?
Quotes working that night.
Very good.
But that night we also have Knitters Unite kickoff.
Oh, I was going to talk about that in depth. Go
later?
Ahead.
Okay, no, we can talk about it later. And I'll just real quick before the break talk about the program at the South County branch on Wednesday night. Paranormal Consulting and Investigations of New Jersey. Ghost hunting in the real world. A behind-the-scenes look at paranormal investigations and actual sound recordings of electronic voice phenomena. Presented by Joanne Emmons, founder of PCINJ and author of I Think My House is Haunted, and Pat Kibbe, host of the radio show Famously Haunted. Registration is limited to 20 attendees. Please call 609-773-0032 to register.
All right, Jennifer, before we go to the commercial break, my reference to you in the beginning of the show, sitting on a cornflake waiting for the van to come. Any idea where that comes from?
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Wow, you know the Beatles.
I do.
You know that song?
I know I am the walrus.
So what does that line mean? What does it mean to sit on a cornflake and wait for the van to come? We can't ask John Lennon, unfortunately, who wrote the words.
How about I ponder it while we go to the commercial break?
Let's do that.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry, who's about to get grilled about the date October 20th. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about the current date, about events that happened on this date in years past, and also some people who were born and who have died on October 20th, Jennifer.
Give it your best shot.
Let's go back to 1720. I'm heck of a...
Oh, not again.
What's the matter?
You always say, I don't know how to answer some question.
But then I figure it out, don't I, Jennifer? You do. And pirate, what pirate was captured by the Royal Navy? I don't know, this is a hard one. Okay, put it this way. Caribbean pirate Calico Jack is captured by the Royal Navy. Calico Jack was one of your lesser-known pirates, not like Blackbeard Jenner, but he was famous for doing one thing that is still... symbolic of pirates today.
I'm bringing rum to the European world.
Incorrect.
Wore a patch over his eye.
Incorrect.
He had a peg leg.
Incorrect.
He had a parrot on his shoulder. I'm running out of ideas.
He designed the Jolly Roger.
Oh, wow.
That was his flag.
Huh.
The Jolly Roger. The skull and crossbones.
That's an interesting bit of history.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer, the United States Senate on this date in 1803 ratifies the Louisiana Purchase. That was the acquisition of the Louisiana Territory, Jennifer, which is 828,000 square miles by the United States from France in 1803. Wow, unbelievable. My question to you is, in today's dollars, how much did we pay?
Oh, golly. How much did we pay then?
50 million francs.
Well, oh gosh, I have no idea. $2 billion, I have no idea.
A quarter of $1 billion. So $250 million in
today's dollars. Kind of a bargain, I would say.
We paid for two-thirds of our country.
That's a bargain.
That's unbelievable.
Better than
You can't build a Navy jet for that much.
It's better than Peter Minuit.
Right? Aren't those like new like stealth bombers? Like,
yes.
Do they cost that much?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a great deal. Probably thank you, Thomas Jefferson, for pulling that one off. Okay, 1818, Jennifer. The Convention of 1818 on this date signed between the U.S. and the United Kingdom settles the Canadian-United States border dispute. So, for most of its length, what parallel is the border of the Canada and the United States?
40th is up around the Arctic Circle. So let's say 60th.
It's almost split the difference. 49th.
49th. Oh, of course.
Why is there a famous saying?
Yes, something.
1944, Jennifer, American General Douglas MacArthur fulfills his promise to return to the Philippines when he commands an Allied assault on the islands. What was his promise? What was his quote? His promise.
I'm going to misquote it. I shall return.
I shall return.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, I thought it was too simple.
Don't overthink these things.
I know.
Okay, Jennifer, 1947. The blacklist comes into mm-hmm. existence. What was the blacklist?
It was a list that Senator Joseph McCarthy was very fond of, people from Hollywood who were blacklisted on the bad list because they considered to have ties to communism.
Right. Amazing how that really upended Hollywood. And the people that were involved, I mean, Reagan, mm-hmm. Walt Disney, all
yes.
like testified.
And there's a book coming out in April, a novel. And the woman wasn't blacklisted because she lived, but she was a member of the Communist Party in the early 50s, and she moved out to South Dakota, and their whole life has changed when it comes out in 1953 that she was a member of the Communist Party for about 6 months. So it's a huge, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to 1968, Jennifer.
Very good year.
It's a big day in First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy's life. What happened?
Did she remarry Jacqueline Arionassis?
She did. How do you know so much so quickly about Jackie Kennedy?
Was it a Saturday or a Sunday, do you suppose?
Why do you say that?
It's probably around the day I was baptized.
Is it really?
Probably so.
Oh, that's right. Your baptism was only a couple weeks after your birthday?
I think it was in October. It wasn't that long after.
That's pretty early to baptize.
I know, but because the tradition was that you didn't take a baby out until they were baptized. I don't know. I just have it in my head that was it.
You don't take them out and your parents wanted to go out dancing or something?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
My mother was bored at home.
1977, Jennifer, our final event on October 20th. Who's what rock band's plane crashes, killing three members of the rock band?
1977, what rock band? I don't know.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Huh.
Ronnie Van Zant, Gaines, and two other members of the band.
That's a plane crash you don't hear a lot about.
Well, the band disbanded for a long time after that.
Well, that's kind of a downer.
Yes. I think everybody else was severely injured. I don't know how they survived, but those members died today, October 20th, 1977. Okay, some people that were born on this day, Jennifer. 1910, Bob Shepard was born.
1910, Bob Oh, was he? Yes, he was. I can tell by the look on your face. Oh, the Christmas movie, The Christmas Story.
No.
Oh, no. The author of The Christmas Story.
Oh, you're thinking of... Gene Shepard.
Gene Shepard.
Okay. Bob Shepard was now batting for the New York Yankees. He was a longtime announcer.
How would I know a Yankee announcer?
Because he was there for 70 years.
Phil Rizzuto is the only Yankee announcer I could name.
Like, he was the stadium announcer. Like, if you were sitting in the stadium.
Wait. Derek why am I sitting in Yankee Stadium?
For Christ's sake. So you don't know who Bob Shepard is, Jennifer. Get over it. 1913, Grandpa Jones was born.
1938, Grandpa Jones.
1913. Grandpa Jones.
I don't know Grandpa Jones.
Grandpa Jones was a country musician, banjo player, most famously on the show Hee Haw. No?
Oh.
He was the guy that they always asked him, hey, Grandpa, what's for dinner?
I never watched Hee Haw.
And he would give you some elaborate meal that they were preparing.
Hmm.
No, that was Grandpa Jones. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. 1927, Joyce Brothers.
She was Dr. Joyce Brothers. She was a pop psychologist. She used to have a column, a newspaper column.
How did she first come into the public eye?
I don't know that.
She won the game show, the $100,000 question, or the $64,000 question.
Really?
She won it.
Huh.
And what was her topic? Then the question, you picked your topic, and they asked you questions specifically about that topic. That's it.
I don't know.
Her topic was boxing.
Really?
That is correct.
Do you know what the question was?
I don't remember the question, no. But I knew her topic. Okay, 1935, Jerry Orbach was born.
Oh.
Oh.
I love Jerry Orbach. He was an entertainer. He was in, it was a Broadway. He was, some of the roles he played on Broadway, he was in Promises, Promises. He was Billy, what was his last name? In Chicago, the attorney.
Billy Flynn.
Billy Flynn in Chicago.
Where'd you come from, Mississippi?
He's from. He was on Law and Order. He was Lenny Briscoe.
But his greatest role, the Candlestick in the movie Beauty and the Beast.
He was also the father in Dirty Dancing.
He was. Very good. Okay, you know a lot about Jerry Orbach. Even gave us an awe. Because I guess he died, didn't he, Jennifer? Is that why?
Yeah, he...
All right, not too much. Let's not get too deep into this. Okay. You just grieve on your own over
Thank
there.
Thank you.
1950, Tom Petty was born.
He's a musician, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
One song. Just give me one. Nothing.
No, and I know.
Well, think about it. We'll go back then. Just one song. You'll think of something. Okay, and finally, died on this date, Jennifer, in 1994, Burt Lancaster.
He was a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
War film. I can't think. I know he was in a war film.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Come on. You're there. You're on the doorstep. You're probably thinking of From Here to Eternity.
Probably so.
Yes. Also known elderly when he was... Can't think of how to put that in a sentence. When he was older, Jennifer, in the role as Moonlight Graham in Field of Dreams.
Okay.
That's most recently, and I believe he died as well. Oh, he of course he did,
because he
died on this day in 1994. And then finally, 2006, Jane Wyatt. I don't know why I included her, but she's included, Jennifer.
Jane
October
Wyatt.
20th, 2006.
I don't know.
I know her for two roles, one in TV and one in the movies. Originally, original sitcom... It was the one with the kids. It wasn't. I'm drawing a blank on the name now. The Marcus Welby guy was the father.
Like Daddy Knows, Father Knows Best.
Father Knows Best. That was it. She was the mother. And Father Knows Best. So not the title character, obviously. Who was Marcus Welby's name again? That was the father in that.
I can always get that mixed up with the Donna Reed show for some reason.
And then she was also Spock's mother. In the Star Trek movies.
Okay.
Leonard Nimoy's mother. In the Star Trek movies. That was it. Jane Wyatt. a humble but, you know, memorable career. She probably did other things.
Well, I have a today in history.
You do?
I do. In 1928, Dorothy Parker, do you know Dorothy Parker?
Yes.
Under the pen name Constant Reader, reviews A.A. Milne's The House at Pooh Corner in The New Yorker, acknowledging that to speak against Mr. Milne puts one immediately in the ranks of those who set fires to orphanages. So she liked The House at Pooh Corner.
That was his first book about Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
What is blinking over there? Are you doing emails again?
No, I am not.
What is then? What's that noise? You can't tell us, can you?
Messages from our loyal listener. And we all know what tomorrow is, don't
what,
we?
Facebook messages?
Yes. Do you know what tomorrow
is? I'm just shaking my head. I apologize to our listeners that Jennifer... go ahead. What's tomorrow?
Your phone... You don't remember what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is the day.
I quit my job.
You do not. Tomorrow is Trafalgar Day.
Oh, okay.
And what happened 10 years, 11 years ago on Trafalgar Day? 10 years ago. Do you remember?
No.
It was a big anniversary, and I asked Jim Thatch to draw. Jim Thatch made me
that
a commemorative
was 10
sign.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
And you still or, have
no, I guess
sign?
It was 11 years old. Yeah, we'll put it out somewhere.
Now, what is Trafalgar's Day? Remind
Trafalgar Day. It was the Battle of Trafalgar. And Lord Nelson was killed in the Battle of Trafalgar.
So is this a big holiday in England?
I don't know if it's a holiday. It's not like Veterans Day or anything. I don't even know if
it's... And why do you remember it?
We have a lot of books on the Battle of Trafalgar. And now I remember it because it's also the anniversary of my father-in-law's death.
Okay, well, happy and bittersweet Trafalgar
but it was
Day,
I think
everyone.
I think that was like when you and I started hanging out a whole lot was then.
10 years ago?
Yeah, 11 years ago, 2005.
Why? Before that, you just ignored me?
Pretty
How long
much.
Have you worked at the library?
22 years.
And for the first 12 years you worked at the library, you didn't
I
like
didn't
me?
I didn't ignore you, but you were like off in the back. Like, we never saw you.
You weren't allowed to bother me.
Yeah, no, I was told early in the beginning I was not to talk to you.
I wish that thing still stood because everybody bothers me now. I get nothing done.
But you love it.
All right, Jennifer, let's update the weather. It's halfway through our show. Jim Gannot at 12 noon will be replacing us with his show, Taking Care of Business. But before then, we still have a half hour exciting library news for you. You don't have any trivia for me today, do you?
No.
Okay. A quick look at the weather again. It's overcast today. Temperatures will be around 70. The threat of rain arrives this evening. And a threat of rain all through Friday. Best chance of rain will be Friday evening into Saturday morning. And then the rain slowly moves out as Saturday progresses. And Saturday evening it clears up, but the temperatures on Saturday only get into the low 50s. Before we recover on Sunday with clear skies and the temperatures back up into the mid-60s. And then the early part of next week looks clear and chilly, Jennifer. Welcome back to the library show. What would you like to discuss on our second half? I think we should start with Knitters Unite since we kind of teased that in the beginning.
All right, well, why don't you start with Knitters Unite then?
Knitters Unite. Make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for local food pantries. We're going to have a kickoff meeting at the Hunterdon County Library in our Bookmark Cafe on Wednesday, October 26th. At 7 p.m. I'm getting tongue-tied today, Jennifer, and it's not good because I have to do a speaking job later today. I'm in trouble. You're laughing at my speech impediment?
No, I'm not laughing at your speech impediment.
You're laughing at people messaging you
yes.
on the air. Well, I don't understand this.
She said she'd ignore you, too.
Who are you talking to?
Morgan.
Let's go with it. You and Morgan are having
cahoots.
A nice conversation.
We're not. She's.
We have other listeners. Jennifer.
She's critiquing. I know, but where's Kiko?
Kiko? I don't know.
Have you
Kiko
found out?
Wouldn't interrupt our library show.
He does.
Look, he answers our trivia questions.
True.
He doesn't put down. He never puts you down, as far as you know.
No.
So back to Knitters Unite, Jennifer. This year we will be collecting hats, scarves, and mittens to be donated to the Flemington Food Pantry, Open Covered Food Pantry in Clinton, and other local organizations. The food pantries can use items sized for babies, children, and adults. Attendance is not required at the meeting in order to donate. So what we're doing is asking anyone that knows how to knit, Jennifer, to make some hats, scarves, socks, and mittens, and donate them to these food pantries to be dispersed to people who need them, Jennifer.
And they need them in all different sizes, small
babies,
children
and adults. Kind of like I just said while you were typing to Morgan. For more information on the group, to donate your handmade goods to keep our food pantry patrons warm, or for more information on how your organization can receive knitted items, please call Cheryl Grotchian at 908-788-1422. Of course, all this information is on our webpage, hclibrary.us.
Right? No, you know what? I was reading the fact sheet. I wasn't reading.
Okay, good. If there are more facts that I don't know,
there's a few more facts. Please mark both yarn donations and finished products, either 100% wool, hand wash, or machine washable, and tags will be available at the library. Finished knit and crocheted items will be collected at the circulation desks at headquarters, North County or South County Branch Library, until December 17th. And if you have some yarn at home that you'd like to clean out, you can drop off yarn at the headquarters library on Route 12 only on the lower level until December 10th. And if you want to pick up yarn, so you don't have to go out and buy some yarn, come get some recycled yarn. No small balls or scraps, please.
That's great. Yes. So we even provide the yarn if we can.
Yes. And every Monday morning at 10 a.m., it doesn't say 10 a.m. on the form, but there's a Monday morning knitting group at headquarters on the lower level, and the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. at North County Branch, there's a bi-monthly fiber artist group that meets.
Does Morgan knit?
I don't know. Do you knit?
No, not at all.
You should.
I wouldn't even know how. Do you?
I know how. I'm not very well, but not very good at it, though.
Could you make a hat if you were hard-pressed?
Probably not. Circular knitting is not my thing.
That yarn that you see in balls, that's what makes hats?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem sturdy enough.
I know, and all it is a bunch of little knots.
I thought that was just for kittens to play with. No?
No.
All right, our gingerbread competition is heating up. We've already starting to receive entries. Entries are now being accepted for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Gingerbread Competition to be held at the Hunterdon County Library. It will be on display during the month of December. Registration forms are available now at the county libraries or on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just go to the homepage. There's a link right to the entry form. Just print one out, fill it out, and then get it to us before November 15th. What else do you need to know? There are several categories that you can enter: kids only, students, adult individuals, family groups, other groups such as schools or churches, etc. And there's a professional group. There'll be prizes in each category, cash prizes for first place. There's something similar. Gift cards is what I believe we gave last year, Jennifer.
It is.
You have a choice of making two different kinds of things, either a scene or a building from a storybook, either a children's book or a novel, Hogwarts being an example coming to mind, or a Hunterdon County scene like the Red Mill or the courthouse or Jennifer's house on the corner of...
Everybody knows where I live.
So that's your choices. We have recipes right on the entry form for gingerbread and for royal icing. All the rules are on the entry form as well. We'll accept the creations on December 3rd and 4th. Then we'll put them on display for the entire month of December. We'll have a welcome reception for everyone who enters at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, December 7th, I believe. Although I'm looking for the date here and I can't find it. Wednesday, December 7th, Jennifer, is that a welcome reception?
It is, the same day as Carolyn Doctorow.
Oh, here it is, yes. And we'll have a program after that, so we'll have refreshments at that, and we'll announce the winners that evening. And then your creations get to stay on display for everyone to enjoy and add to the holiday experience at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of December. So I encourage you or your family, great quality family time, Jennifer, to build a gingerbread house together. You can learn a lot. Even like a young couple that maybe you're thinking about getting married, this would be a good test for them.
Oh, I see. If you're thinking of getting married, put up a Christmas tree together.
Why? That's not hard. Putting up a Christmas tree?
And decorating it?
That's hard?
if you have to do it together.
Why? Because you have different ideas on how it should be decorated.
Right. Now, if you just, like, you just put it up, whatever Lori tells you to do, you just do it.
Oh, I have no say.
There you go. See? And you've, you know.
But making gingerbread house together, you have to solve problems together. Not,
I know. We had to solve a lot of problems.
So it's a good thing. It's a good compatibility test. Wow. I'm speaking, Jennifer. I am announcing a volleyball game this afternoon. If I talk like this.
Wait, what time are you announcing the volleyball game?
5 o'clock.
Oh.
Why?
Because we have a meeting this afternoon.
I know we do, Jennifer.
Well, you keep saying, but 5 o'clock is kind of like the evening.
No, it's not. I don't know what's gotten into you today. Maybe you need some chocolate cake.
I don't think so.
That might be what you're missing.
I don't think so.
If I gave you a piece of chocolate cake, could you choke it down?
Yeah, but I wouldn't enjoy it terribly.
So what is your favorite kind of cake?
White. And not yellow, white.
White. Like what flavor is that?
It's white.
Angel food?
I like angel food very much. But there's a white cake my mother makes.
What kind of icing?
This is where we're going to run into trouble. It's a chocolate icing. It's a cooked chocolate icing.
I give up.
But it's not the cake part.
I give up. You're right. We are going to run into trouble. Okay, so the gingerbread competition. You have a little time to get your entries in, but don't procrastinate. Just get her done. Start thinking about what you want to build. Let me think of another one besides Hogwarts. What's a movie I've recently seen that had a cool building in it or something? You could build Rydell High from Greece.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is?
Yeah.
It's not very distinctive, though. All right, moving on. Jennifer, would you like to say something here?
I'd love to say something here. I want to talk about Headquarters Library, which we have just rearranged part of the lower level, the main level. Were you aware of this?
No.
Yes, you were. You made me new signs.
I was peripherally aware.
You were peripherally aware. Have you been reading our Facebook page? Because the pictures are on it.
I have seen it.
At the headquarters and the North County and South County Branch Library, we have labeled all the foreign language films, all the films in a language other than English, which includes British English, Australian English, Canadian English. They're all still unlabeled. But if the film is in French, Swedish, Dutch, Norwegian, it now has a label on it, and they are shelved separately and at both locations.
What does Morgan want now? Every time I bleep, I'm going to ask you what she said.
I have no idea because I'm paying. I'm not. Now you're distracting me. Let me turn off. I'll turn off the volume so you can't hear it.
Why didn't you do that in the first place?
It didn't occur to me. Oh, and the series are also separate to make it easier for you to find what you're looking for. So to do that, we had to move the 14-day large print books, the new ones. They're now at the end of our 14-day fiction and nonfiction. And we did not get rid of any books. To anybody who's nervous because it looks like there's some empty shelves, they've just been condensed a little bit. And now, as we speak, Joan Sabo is putting up a display at the beginning of the 14-day fiction, which has Library Reads books from the past year. I'm waiting.
For what?
What are Library Read books?
I didn't know this was an interactive conversation, Jennifer.
That's what a conversation is, Jim. It's interactive.
No, all right, it's a rhetorical conversation, which is not, which I thought this
no,
was.
No, that's a rhetorical question. Conversation. I've never heard of a rhetorical
one-sided conversation.
Mm-hmm. So Library Reads are books that librarians across the United States vote on every month for what they're most anxious coming out next month. But it's really hard to make a display of the current Library Read month books because we're a month ahead of time, and then when the books come out, because they're brand new, they all go out. So for the December list every year, there's a vote on the past books, favorite books from the past year. And right now Joan is assembling a display of all the favorite Library Read books for the last year and putting them on display. And the November list was just published, and the top book was Faithful, a novel by Alice Hoffman. Only a touch of her usual magic realism, Hoffman crafts a tale that still manages to enchant. Which I disagree with that sentence, because there was a lot of magical realism. In Faithful, a young girl who survives a car accident that almost kills her best friend spends the next decade doing penance to try and alleviate her guilt. Despite her best efforts to avoid it, love, hope, and forgiveness patiently shadow her as she slowly heals. Shelby is a complex character, and through her internal growth, Hoffman reveals that she is a person worthy of love, a bit of sorcery that readers will hold dear. Simply irresistible. And also on the list this month are The Fate of the Tearling, a novel by Erica Johnson. This is the final novel in the Tearling saga. A Jack Reacher novel by Lee Child, Night School. When All the Girls Have Gone by Jane Ann Kretz. I'll Take You There, a novel by Wally Lamb, which also has a touch of magical realism. It's delightfully entertaining, funny, and a bit mystical, with a wonderful connection to old movies and movie stars. Felix Funicello, the cousin of Annette Funicello, runs a Monday night film club which meets in an old theater. One evening, he is visited by the ghost of a female director from the silent film era. She takes him on a journey to his past where Felix sees scenes on the screen which help him gain an understanding of women who have been important to him throughout his life. This novel is insightful and inspirational in connecting scenes from the past with our present-day society. Also, Swing Time by Zadie Smith, a new biography of Victoria the Queen by Julie Baird, Moon Glow, a novel by Michael Chabon, Normal by Warren Ellis, and Orphans of the Carnival by Carol Birch. So if you're looking for something to read that's not quite a bestseller, something that you might not hear of, check out this new display at the library.
He wrote Mysteries of Pittsburgh?
Yes, he did.
How about that?
Very good. Very impressive. And actually, I'm the one who annotated that Moonglow on the list this month.
So what does annotated mean?
I wrote the little blurb for it. Talked about it.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We've got a commercial break to come
we
up right now, and then we'll finish up with the rest of some programs and other library news right after this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And in a scant 10 minutes, Jim Gonneau, who you just heard on the commercial for Crown Trophy, will be in to take care of some business.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, since there's a big ad staring me right in the face here, Jennifer. The
I was going to ignore mine.
Chamber of Commerce. It's their 28th Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. It'll be Thursday, November 10th at the 100 Central Regional High School Fieldhouse and Commons from 2 to 7 p.m. The Restaurant Showcase part will be from 5 to 7 p.m., Jennifer. They remind you to buy local, buy Hunterdon. For more information on this, go to the webpage hunterdon-chamber.org. It's hyphen the proper word for that thing in the
Yes.
Hyphen?
Hyphen.
hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908. 782-7115. Some of the sponsors of the Expo are PNC Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, HealthQuest, Flemington Car and Truck Country, Fulton Bank, the YMCA ShopRite, Don Alina's Financial Resources, Compass Self Storage, Rab Coins. Anita's Angels, and Wright and Ford, which I don't know what Wright and Ford do because
they're
the
type a funeral
is so
home.
Little.
He's a funeral, Wright Ford
funeral.
Oh, that's
the funeral home? That's mm-hmm. the one you were talking about last week?
Yes.
And New Jersey Advanced Media. So the Business and Home Expo, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo, Thursday, November 10th. The Hunterdon Central Fieldhouse.
ShopRite made me think. You know Archie and ShopRite? Everybody knows Archie.
No, I don't know who Archie is.
Everybody knows Archie. Archie's going to be on a Hallmark commercial. Did you see that?
No.
They're filming a Hallmark commercial featuring Archie.
In ShopRite?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
The whole commercial's featuring?
I don't know. It was on NJ.com.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think that's great. And, oh, the other thing. Have you seen the flyers around the Great Pumpkin Hunt in Flemington?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Well, tell us. I didn't know what it was until this morning.
All local businesses have partnered to do this Great Pumpkin Hunt. So they have these brochures, and if you visit a local business, they'll stamp your little book with a pumpkin.
And what happens?
And if you get them all, you can win a prize. You, like, turn in your card. If you get 10 of them or something. There's
five.
Like 40, five of them?
Okay. You only need five.
So five is the minimum if you get them all. I know Lone Eagle participates. I know Borough Barbershop participates. Barclays.
Rab Coins.
So, yeah. So, I think there's like 40 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, you visit them and you can get you can pick up a brochure at any of the businesses to start, and then you just bring it to the next business and they'll stamp it for you. And you keep going and you can win a nice prize. Does it say what the prizes are?
Let's see.
It's a little late in the game, maybe.
A 3-month premium burst package from Spherically Romantic Day and Night in Flemington. I don't know what that is. A studio portrait session. And other prizes, including gift certificates from your favorite store. I was in Factory Fuel this morning and I saw it.
See, I love that's seeing the businesses neat. Working together again.
Yes.
So yeah. Hopefully that'll move things along in Flemington. I don't know, let's not get into a political topic.
No, but hey, I just saw it and I thought it was kind of neat.
Who's Morgan wanted for president, Trump or?
I have no idea.
Hillary Clinton.
I have no
idea. You don't know? You guys don't never talk politics when you're
out? I don't think she's registered to vote. And actually, for the month of August and September, I drove around with voter registration forms for Pennsylvania and New Jersey in my trunk and offered them to anybody who said they weren't registered to vote.
You did?
I did.
It's a service of the Hunterdon County Library?
Yes, but Tuesday was the last day to register.
Did you actually give some out?
Nobody took them. Tuesday was the last day to register in New Jersey.
Who can?
The 18th.
Why are people not registered to vote? I don't know.
I the one person I know who's ever given me a reason is because she's afraid she'll get called for jury duty.
Oh.
Well,
that has a good reason.
I guess. Actually.
So, but yeah, no, I'm registered to vote, but once you register, you're registered for 20
life,
years or
yeah.
something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, no.
There can't be many adults that aren't registered to vote.
There are. I think there's more than you realize. I still remember.
Well, this election isn't going to be the one to get them registered.
No, but I had a teacher register me on St. Patrick's Day when I was 17 because I was going to be 18 before the next election.
I can't even remember registering.
I can't, and it was Dr. Gazonis from the high school. And I have voted in every single election and school board election since then. The only one I have missed is I don't vote in primaries because I didn't declare a party.
You're responsible.
But every school, because
are you
I'm not going to complain.
Are you a registered Republican or Democrat?
No, I'm unaffiliated.
Okay.
So I don't vote in the primaries. But if I want to complain, I want to complain with a clear conscience that I voted. So you don't vote, don't complain.
I got you, Jennifer. I got it.
I feel very strongly about voting.
Very good.
It's not a civic duty. It's a civic
responsibility.
Privilege. But
right,
it's too late to get
easy
on my,
over there.
Too late to get on my soapbox because last Tuesday was the deadline.
Okay, Jennifer. Let's just we only got a few minutes left. Let's just touch on some other programs coming up. We neglected to mention one next Wednesday, October 26th, which we have like four programs the same night.
I know.
So you got to pick.
Is that
one
a
of
night
these.
Or is that an afternoon?
This one's in the evening.
What's tonight?
Top IRA planning mistakes with Luis Granados, founder of the Fortuous Financial LLC. Commonly made IRA planning mistakes can have negative consequences on taxes, retirement income, and even relationships across generations. Always getting deep with this. if this happened in your family, were they fighting over a will or something like that?
No, because there's nothing left in my family.
So if any of these apply to you, I would suggest stopping by the North County Branch Library next Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m. to learn how to avoid the top IRA planning mistakes.
Oh, can we talk about Halloween?
Sure. Let's just end it with that. Go ahead.
All right. Are you dressing up this year?
No.
Why not? I'm working on Halloween, even though it's a Monday.
Because I'm not going to a party. If I was going to a party, maybe I would have.
Yeah, but I'm coming to work that day, so let's dress up.
You're coming to work that day?
I'm working.
I hope so. It's a work day.
No, it's a Monday. I don't work Mondays. But I'm working that Monday.
Why?
Because
of the thing.
Yeah.
I know why. Okay, so what are you dressing up?
I don't know. I'm looking for... I haven't seen your Halloween lights up yet.
Oh, they're up.
Are
right
they?
By the garage.
Oh, I don't go up Leffler. I probably have to go to Leffler Hill Road to see
yeah,
them.
What it's not like a Christmas display, Jennifer. It's very, it's
subtle.
Very discreet.
Subtle. I don't know, but I'm hoping to get
no,
some.
I can't remember the last thing I ever wore for a Halloween. It must have been when I went to a Halloween party.
Well,
but I can't
we did.
Remember. It's been
you
a
were
while.
Blackbeard one time. We had a Halloween party at the library.
And I dressed up?
You were Blackbeard one time.
I was?
Yes.
I do not remember that.
You had a long black wig?
Really?
Do you remember the Halloween thing we had where you had the costume and there was a Jack in the Box?
No.
It was a Festive Friday.
Oh, it was a program for our patrons.
Yes. It wasn't staff.
I'm
sorry,
why?
No.
Okay, and I dressed up. I can see that. I dressed up for the summer one, I remember.
I remember you were... weren't you in Danny and Sandy?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago, my wife and I.
But I don't remember Lori dressing up. I thought you dressed up as Danny for, like, we had a 50s night.
Oh, I probably did for that, yeah. I used to dress up for the Festive Fridays. Okay, so I did, Jennifer.
You did, so
but I won't be dressing up this Halloween, I don't think.
Why not?
So I don't have a costume.
Well, if you wanted some ideas for costumes, you could always...
I could buy some Halloween candy from my non-existent trick-or-treaters.
You could always go to the Tilted Kilt for some ideas. Starting next Wednesday night, the waitresses...
Oh, here we go.
The waitresses are going to dress up. Wednesday night's going to be superhero night. Thursday night is princess night. Friday is occupation night. I want one of them to dress up as a librarian.
Are you going
to
go to these parties?
Probably not every night now. Saturday night is a decade. People think dressing up like the 80s clothes is fun, is retro.
Does their costume have to include the kilt?
I don't believe so. can you believe this? People think 80s is retro now?
Yes, I know.
It's pretty sad.
What it is. 80s was 30 years ago.
I know.
35 years ago was 1980.
I know.
I don't like to think about stuff like that.
Okay, then we won't.
All right, Jennifer, is it time?
Yes, it is time. We'll think about Jim Gunno coming in. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's refusal to commit to accepting results of the presidential election is drawing some sharp criticism from both parties. When he was asked during last night's final debate with Hillary Clinton if he would accept the results, no matter the outcome, Trump told moderator Chris Wallace,
"I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense."
At that, Clinton says at the debate,
"I, for one, am appalled."
But Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway explains it this way.
"I presume that Mr. Trump was saying he's got to take a look at it. He's got to see if there were any irregularities, if there is any malfeasance, if there is voter fraud."
Weekly jobless claims go up and down, and this morning the Labor Department says last week they went up by 260,000 Americans, 13,000 more than the previous week, 10,000 more than economists had forecast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50